The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
And good evening, wherever you are on our most lovely planet.
It may be snowbound for you if you're in the southwest, the southeast, but here it's snowbound in the northeast.
Yeah, and I've seen some pictures from Switzerland recently. It looks pretty snowbound there, too. So welcome to the show. The topic today is love is in the air.
You know, we're coming on Valentine's Day pretty soon here.
Oh, the pressure.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure to do it right and produce and have a relationship even.
So today's show, let's drop the pressure, and as the show title...
Pleasure. We should have pleasure.
Have the pleasure, not the pressure.
Right, exactly. The thing is, what's possible whilst listening to this show is that your life can transform, literally. And transformation doesn't happen in time. It happens in an instant, in a moment. It's not something that happens incrementally over time. It's an instantaneous shift in the way you view life. And that can happen if you get into the current moment of your life. And what that requires is nothing more than you letting go of the future and past and getting into what's happening in your life in this moment. And on this show, if you listen, if you truly listen to hear what's being said, not to see whether you agree with it, not to see whether you disagree with it, not to see whether or not you already know what's being said, that alone, the pure act of listening, letting what's said in without filtering it through your judgment system, will pull you into the current moment of your life. And that's all it takes to have your life transformed. Doesn't take time, doesn't take working on yourself. In fact, if you're working on yourself, that's an inhibitor to attaining enlightenment.
And also, if you're working on yourself, it's an inhibitor to experience love and relationship, whereas listening is such an access way into magic and having a match made in heaven. So we highly recommend the listening aspect and letting go of the working on yourself aspect, even though there really is that pressure right now.
Well, you know, everybody thinks that they have to improve themselves, and they don't realize that they're perfect in the current moment. See, if you could get your own perfection in this moment, you have an idea in your mind of what a perfect you might be. Actually, you don't know what that is. You know that you're not that. See, it's not like you know what it is. You have an idea that you've put together over years of learning. Here's the thing. All the books you've ever read on transformation or enlightenment or self-improvement, all those books are have filled your mind with ideas about what it's supposed to be like and how you're supposed to get there, and it's just confusing. And it will keep you in a constant state of working on you as though there's something wrong or broken. You can either trust us in this or not, but the less you do to work on yourself, the more likely it is that you'll find enlightenment.
I'm getting the funniest image.
What is your image?
When I was a kid, there used to be this form of candy called Jawbreakers.
Oh, I remember those.
And Jawbreakers were really interesting because if you ever took like a hacksaw and cut down the middle of them, there were like these little layers of different colors, and I don't know that they were different flavors, but they were, you'd have the red.
Sugar.
Yeah, it was just colored sugar.
and or flavored sugar.
Our ideas about ourselves and love and our lovability and relationship has been formed much like a jawbreaker, layer after layer. There are all these different layers. And if you're working on yourself, it's like you're trying to chew that jawbreaker. And you don't
That's why I called it a jawbreaker.
Really? And you don't have to do anything with it. You just let it be, and it will dissolve. It'll dissolve on its own. If you are here in this moment, you're lovable.
We have a couple of callers on already, so let's
take the first one.
Andrea.
Are you with us?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I can now.
Awesome. Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Is it snowy in Switzerland?
No, not at all. It actually, today, it is like a spring day, like an early spring day.
Sweet!
They're outside. Yeah, it's
good
awesome.
Good for you.
Yeah,
so
it's
what can
a
we do for you? Early spring day. Love is
river.
In the air. But you have a question for us.
I like the topic of the show.
Yes.
Yeah, I really do. And you guys were talking about being the perfect you in every moment. And I have a question to that.
Please.
How do I bring the two things, you know, that my life expands or I wanted to get better and better and being the perfect you in every moment or the perfect me in every moment, how do I bring those together?
Well, they already are together.
Okay.
See, the perfect you includes that you have desires and dreams and hopes and programmings and false ideas and all sorts of things.
But that's all part of the perfect you.
Oh, okay.
See, you don't
that's
have to
nice.
Be any different than you are. Can you be different than you are in this moment? I snap my fingers.
No.
In that moment when I snap my fingers, could you have been any different than you were?
No.
No, you couldn't have been. So then you were perfect in that moment. And that includes what you consider to be your imperfections.
Okay.
You are a perfect you in each moment. There's only one of you, and there are 7 billion plus people on the planet. But only one on Andrea, who lives in Switzerland, who's got your last name, you know, who is your height and has tattoos on her back with musical notes. I mean, there's only
yeah,
one
that's
of you.
True.
So you are a unique being, and in each moment, you are a perfect you. See, that's what people don't realize. We've been taught, raised with the idea, raised in a culture of, this isn't it. When I get something else, things will turn out. So we're constantly striving to get to what we think is important and constantly missing the magnificence of our lives in the current moment.
Yes, I can see that. Yeah, absolutely.
Even from the beginning of your question, Andrea, when you were talking about being a perfect you and how does it meld, even when you said being a perfect you, I can hear your pressure to be a way. You have a picture of what perfection looks like. Being in your vocabulary is really code for doing the right things.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah,
and it's got this pressure. You know, I have a question. You said it's a spring day. If you look out the window, there may be seedlings starting to sprout out there. What do you have to do to get a flower to grow and unfurl? Tell me what you need to do to make it happen.
Me? Nothing.
Well,
it happens.
Yeah, hello, you are a flower.
If you stop yelling at yourself that you need to be in full bloom when you're opening up, you'd be much more satisfied with your life.
And, you know, if you look at, I know you just came back from Costa Rica with us, and the nature there was just astounding. And you look around, the nature is happening on its own. You don't see the howler monkeys going, oh, my God, I need a relationship.
Yeah.
You're forcing yourself to do what happens naturally.
And you know something, when you're working on yourself, you're not very present. And when you're not very present, you're not very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
So working on yourself is counterproductive to having relationships show up. But you see, what's most important is your relationship with yourself. If you are in mm-hmm. relationship with yourself, where you're not picking on yourself and working on yourself to be a better you, then you become very attractive to other people. Otherwise, you're lost in a shell of your own making where you're constantly picking on you as though you're doing your life wrong. And then even if somebody found you attractive, they'd be wrong for finding you attractive because you're so wrong.
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
The other thing, too, Andrea, you are looking to have dates in the right circumstances, in the right places, and intimacy is so much wider than that. Chai and I were talking about it this morning. We went last night to a wake, a memorial service for our dear friend Terry Junta, who passed away over the weekend. Mm-hmm. She was really, really beloved in our community. And
she didn't do anything to be loved that much by people. She was just being herself.
And she didn't have a boyfriend, and she wasn't aspiring to anything, and she was so fully in bloom and fully loved. It was amazing. But one of the things that happened last night was I sat down next to a man I'd never met before, and it was her Uncle John, and we started talking, and he was telling me about his experience with Terry, and I was telling about mine, and then he said, you know, I look like I'm doing pretty good here, but really I'm not. I'm devastated. And I, like, took his arm, and I put my head on his shoulder, and, you know, she was telling me, it was like, wow, it was the most intimate date. It wasn't like I was withholding a piece of myself so that when I got home to my true love, then I'd be self-expressive. I was as fully available as possible in each situation of my life. And of course there's appropriate expressions of that. The way I am physically intimate with Shia is unique. But I don't have the important person over here and then everybody else comes second best. And somewhere you have a picture that when you find that one, you'll have arrived and everybody else is just a tester unit.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, sometimes I feel like I divert the people around me in important and unimportant people. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you do that, you'll have a very unfortunate life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fortunate that you're seeing it. And it's not personal to you that your mind is structured that way. I'm sure you've got important and unimportant tasks as well.
Absolutely.
You see, if yeah. you're really here in this moment of your life, whatever you're doing is what your life is manifesting itself as in that moment. So everything you do is important. It's all important.
That.
There are no unimportant acts in your life.
I like it. Even cooking is important. You know, sometimes I feel like I have to cook, but now you say that, that's very cool. I love it.
Maybe even
really,
especially cooking. Because you're putting
sorry,
that
I didn't
in
get
your body,
that.
And that's nutriating you.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to circle around to one thing I know you're familiar with. A lot of our listeners aren't. We had an international call yesterday with lots of different folks on from all over the world, and Bettina in Paris mentioned something that I think is really wonderful for our listeners to hear. She was talking about, she and her husband Jan came with us to Costa Rica, and she was telling everyone how what happened since she got home is she's been handling the little minutiae details of her life, and the minutiae details of being with Jan and those big problems they used to have with communication and the big blow-ups, they don't exist anymore because it's taken care of and taking care of the little things.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought I would pass that back to you. Take care of the little things. And when you said you were just a tad serious, I you know,
relax a little.
It's not a serious thing.
Lighten up. Middle word enlightenment is light. And you're not going to get there by being serious about it, really. No kidding.
You know, fun is really a wonderful way to start any serious relationship.
It really is.
Hey, we have another caller. She's been holding all this time from Hong Kong, so we're going to take her.
Yeah, nice speaking
to you
so much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, Cheryl. Are you there?
Oh, hi there. Yes, I am.
Well, hi,
can you hear me?
Well, hi there to you, too.
How nice to hear your voice 2 days in a row.
Yeah, and Costa Rica recently, which is amazing.
Yeah, Costa Rica recently was amazing. And by the way, everyone, Costa Rica 2015 is now open, and the majority of the spaces are filled. It's going very fast, and it's...
So if you want to join us, it's something you should get online and register for. Or if you haven't done any work with us before, a prerequisite is a workshop with us, one of our weekend workshops, so we discover whether we play well together.
That's right. So do you have a question for us today?
Yeah, so the topic is really, really timely and interesting. Love what you guys are talking to Andrea about or with her about. And I guess my question is, well, I have two questions really. So I've been seeing someone for the past few months, and I guess you could say it's still really early-ish. Since coming back from Costa Rica, our conversations or basically where we're going with our friendship or relationship, it's been really quite deep, but we also have agreed that we will still have an intimate relationship, but we can still see other people while we still figure each other out or get to know each other better.
Okay.
So my question is, I have two questions, is I know through working with you guys, you have encouraged dating other people at the same time, which I can grasp that idea, but sometimes I feel with my maybe Catholic upbringing or just sort of cultural norms, I find, I don't know, how can I do that without feeling guilty or without...
Well, first off, what I wanted to say was, when you said what you said before about seeing other people and being intimate with other people, practice safe sex.
Yes.
That's
a must,
really,
one way or another.
A must. Look, I remember when I was a kid, I got 1 minute to tell you this in, but, you know, I was raised Jewish, and one of the things you weren't supposed to do was eat things like seafood, clams, oysters, like that. And I would initially, when I first tried those things, get sick. But as I practiced them, I didn't get sick anymore, you know, like disgustedly sick.
Like bacon?
Yes. And the more things that I ate that, you know, the more I ate of those things that were not supposed to be eaten, eventually I stopped feeling guilty about it. Same thing with sex.
It's a saying I hear in Germany that you discover your appetite while eating. But we have more to answer on your question, but we're going to have to do it after the break.
So,
can you come back with us?
Yes, definitely.
Excellent. We have to get to your second question, too. So we'll be back with Cheryl. Come on back.
And don't miss...
Being Here.
Being Here.
Yeah.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, You can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com. Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You're listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back.
Yes. Welcome back. Before we speak a little further with Cheryl, I want to let you know what's happening next in our world as far as seminars going, particularly since Shia mentioned the prerequisite for Costa Rica is to come to weekend seminar together, which certainly isn't a hardship. Because
together,
come with us. Together with us.
Together with us. Okay.
We're doing money, success, and happiness. Wealth as a Lifestyle in New York City, March 14th, 15th, and 16th. You can find out more about Costa Rica and the weekend seminar on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. Yeah. Cheryl, you with us?
Yes, hi.
Excellent. When last we left off, we were talking about the potential of
dating multiple people without guilt.
Yes.
Okay. Well, look, you've been programmed like a computer with the idea that if there, well, first off, with a number of ideas, but one of them is that there are two kinds of girls, good girls and bad girls, and good girls only date one man, and the intention is to get married and have children and have them baptized.
Correct. Absolutely.
Right?
Right. Which may or may not fit with the adult Cheryl's aims, interests, lifestyle, the way your life energy is running.
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, you see, it's like this. If you only try on one pair of shoes, well, you know, like I went out and bought a pair of shoes this week. And this is a free ad for Crocs. I've seen them for years. I thought they were kind of ugly. But I went to a doctor recently who was wearing them, and he said he loved them. So I decided I'd try them. And I put on many different pairs before I found a pair that really felt good on my feet. They were all the same size. But size was various, and they felt differently on. And I found the right pair, and I went, wow, these are great. Well, that's the same thing with dating. If you date only one guy, then you've got to get all of your affection, love, attention from that one person. And he may be limited.
And even if he's not, I found that for me in the early dating process with Shia. Now, mind you, Shia told me I was the one for him in this lifetime on our first date, and I said, okay. And and we were in the sorting out process. But I found me... you wanted to say something?
Well, I was going to say, but I had been with many, many different women prior to meeting you, so when I met you, there was something really different about you.
I was like a good-fitting pair of shoes.
That's right.
But the thing that was in my makeup, Cheryl, and I grew up in a Christian background as well, and so I have the enculturation, not quite as strong as a Catholic version, but I found that I had this pressure to make it work. And when you were describing that you guys have been having these intense conversations about where your relationship is going, I found that by dating other people, I didn't have to worry about where Shai and my relationship was going. It became very organic. And one of the things that happened for me, where I got in trouble in our relationship, one of the few times, was when I was evaluating whether it was going and on track in a timely fashion to where I thought it should head. And then I made myself miserable.
And we actually broke up for a day.
Yeah. Because it just wasn't going where I thought it should go for fast enough.
Okay.
Now, all that being said, there's no right way to do it. And if dating multiple partners is not for you, then don't do it.
Yeah. Well, which kind of brings me to my second question, because...
Before you get to your second question, here's the litmus test.
Yes.
See how you feel with each of the different men that you happen to be around. Because you may discover you feel really much better with one guy than another, even though the first guy that you think you should be with is more handsome, more dynamic, more something.
If we go back to the shoe analogy, Shia has some more attractive pairs of shoes than the ones he's wearing right now, which are these Crocs. But these are perfect.
These fit my foot really well, and my feet feel good in them. And that you can have a relationship where you feel good, or you can have a relationship where you're working on a relationship.
And, Cheryl, I got to go back to what Shia just said. Underline it in red a bunch of times. It's not about how much you like the guy. It's about how much you like you when you're with the guy.
Yeah, that's really, really interesting. And it somewhat ties into my second question.
Okay,
because
now we're ready for your second question.
Yeah, because sometimes I know when, so for example, if I'm saying no, or this is not how I like it, or I want it to go certain ways, then I'm kind of, basically I don't like it, so I want to run away. So I guess my question is, how do I know whether, as you were saying, it feels right, or it's different people, just someone else might feel right, or he might not be the one, versus
I'm
just
confused.
Being mechanical.
Hold it,
and
Cheryl.
Throwing a tantrum.
Cheryl, I'm getting confused. So I lost you there.
So I think I did too, and I'm usually really good at following.
So see if you can see what your point is, what your question is, and ask it. But you're trying to figure out your question as you're talking. So
okay. So my question is, how do I know if I'm saying no to the way things are going and throwing a tantrum and wanting to run away, or whether it's just intuitive or instinctive that it doesn't feel right?
Let's say it's all intuitive and instinctive.
If you're getting yourself upset,
Then something's off.
Exactly.
See, because you're used to thinking, oh, wow. You may even have gone back to old relationships now and think, oh, well, I just threw a tantrum and ran away. Well, your tantrum and running away may be your way to get out of a situation that's not working. Because I don't see you as a runaway person. And even if you were...
So what?
Yeah. You're perfect.
Yeah,
so
there's nothing wrong with you, Cheryl.
So if you have the desire to run away, then
maybe there's something to run away from.
Oh, right. Okay. That's really interesting.
This is all about...
I think I'd always try to make something out of it, maybe. Or, yeah.
This is all about trusting yourself.
Yeah, I like that. Mm.
Yeah. See, we trust that you're doing all the right things. Now, the question is, do you trust that you're doing the right things?
Sometimes not, or maybe a lot of times not.
Well, it's time for you to start trusting yourself. You've been successful up until now.
Okay.
You know, with this fellow that you're dating, why not just have some fun?
Yeah, well, I found that when I'm relaxed and when I'm being more giving, it really is nice and we really have a good time, but it's when I get tight, things
and
go really pear-shaped.
What do you get tight over?
Sorry, what was that?
What do you get tight over? You say when you get tight, well, certain things happen that you get tight over.
More of like when I want things to go my way, when I want him to be there. Or,
yeah,
when I want it to go my way. When I guess I want to force things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that in relationship. I'd get interested in all the little ways that you try to force things. We were talking about it earlier with Andrea, where Bettina was talking about handling the little minutia things and how it took care of how she related in a bigger way with her husband. It's like, I'll bet you during the day, little ways, you want it the way you want it. You want the weather to be what you want it to be. You want to, you know, sometimes we look at people and they're out in shirt sleeves when it's cold. And we're like, oh, boy, they're forcing spring. And if you look at how you approach work and at work, I'll bet you there are lots of little ways you try to force it your way. That's not something about how you are with this individual or in relationship. It's in relationship to your life.
Right. All right, okay.
You see, one of the challenges around Valentine's Day and around this show, because we're talking about love is in the air, is that people focus down in on relationship at something that they need to do. And they look at how to be a better them, and they think that they need to fix something. And what if you don't? What if you're doing your life perfectly?
Yeah. That's really cool, because I can definitely feel the difference. And when I'm more relaxed and just more there, it really... I guess the interaction or the feeling between him and I just seemed to be much more easy and nice. And
you
I kind of want that all the time.
the passing of our friend Terry moved me really profoundly. And one of the things that moved me so profoundly, Cheryl, was all of the people who loved her and have been talking about her, I'm sure she had a somewhat concept that she was loved, but she certainly didn't have a deep experience of it, not to the depth of people's feelings for her. And I started realizing that none of us knows how well we are loved. I'm not sure we could process the profound nature of people's love for one another. So we are so busy trying to be better us that we don't slow down enough to experience how well we are already loved, and that there's nothing you need to do or accomplish or be, or no way to be better or different. You can just start living your life.
Yeah, I really like that. That just it really resonates. It just feels like I don't sometimes realize, I guess, how much, I can't even say it, unlovable, or how much I can give.
Yeah, well, you know, I know I'm a bit on the theme, but somebody told me a story about Terry last night, which I loved. Terry was in their book club, and each month they'd assign a book, and they'd go read the book, and then they'd get together at a restaurant, and they'd discuss the book. And she showed up over the summer, and it was a 400-page book, which they had discovered was really rather dry and boring, and people slogged their way through it.
Terry loved to read.
And Terry loved to read. She was a voracious reader. And they went around the table to discuss the book, and they got to Terry, and she said, "I didn't read it. I have brain cancer now, so if I don't like it, I'm not going to waste my time." And I'm like, yeah, if I don't like something, why waste my time? I'm terminal. You're terminal. We're all terminal.
We're all terminal, so why waste your time on anything that isn't fun? And
yeah,
why not have fun with everything you do?
Yeah, I like that. That's a really great attitude.
It is.
Yeah.
So I'm telling you, stop worrying about where this is going.
Everything you do matters. Whatever you're doing in the current moment of your life matters. So that's what you should put your energy into, as though it's something you want to do because you're doing it. And then life becomes much easier and more fun.
It's wholehearted as opposed to dragging you around through life.
Where you victimize yourself that you have to do, so you're constantly succumbing to the requests of your life rather than just surrendering to it like it's your idea.
And then you're always analyzing the past and casting to the future where it's going. Fun. Being here. Full
fun.
Engagement. You know, yes. Doing what feels right.
Hey, we have another caller on, so we're going to say bye-bye.
But lovely speaking with you.
Really?
Hey, and go out and have some fun.
Really?
Yeah, great. Thanks very
much.
And
enjoy yourself.
All right.
Okay, darling.
Yeah, thank you. Bye.
You're so welcome. We have Vin in Germany on the line. You there, Vin?
Yes, I'm here. Hey there.
Hey. We get to speak to you again quite soon. How lovely is that?
Yeah, it's really lovely. And it's a really nice day here, so.
Where are you?
That. I'm in Munich, in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, yeah.
What can we do for you?
I joined you guys in Costa Rica too, and things have been really smooth. I just love it. I love being everywhere I am. I've been trying to think of a question, but I have to say.
You love being everywhere you are. That is really cool.
Yeah, yeah. And, well, like you were talking to Sharon, too, and I think you mentioned it earlier, just this word lovability that I found that that kind of stuck with me because I think I've underestimated how lovable I am.
You have.
Not only lovable, how loved you are.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, because people do love you, Vin. You just can't understand why they would, given your own opinion of you.
Yeah.
See, our stories,
we're normal.
Our stories of ourselves do not peacefully coexist with the experience of being loved.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely true. One question that maybe I do have.
I have a number of questions, but we'll take the one that you maybe do have.
Okay.
But you know what, Vin?
You better come up with it quickly.
We have 1 minute till the break, so give us the question, and we'll see if we can get started on it, and if not, we'll answer it after the break.
Okay. So the question is really, I discovered that I don't have to do anything to produce results. And my question is there a difference between not doing anything and being proactive? Because I also have this idea that, for example, in dating, I should be more proactive.
Proactive doesn't involve doing. Reactive involves doing. Yeah, you probably do need to be more proactive. Well, you don't need to, but it might be useful.
Yeah. Okay.
It's really hard to get a date if you're sitting home alone.
And you don't pick up the phone.
And you're not online or anything else, you're just waiting.
You know, if you want to get hit by a bus, do not sit in the middle of the woods.
Okay.
You got to get out on the road.
Yeah.
Buses don't travel in the woods.
Okay.
Okay? So now we're going to go to the break. But
we can talk with you more after the break.
More after the break.
Yeah, perfect.
All right. We'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Success, health, satisfaction, now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
In honor of Valentine's Day, I think it's only fair if I take a moment to talk about our two relationship books, both of which won Book of the Year awards in the, or several awards for relationships. How to Create a Magical Relationship, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your love life, Nautilus, Gold Winner, etc., is published by McGraw-Hill. It has exercises, ideas about relationship that I feel I haven't seen in any other book except for perhaps somewhat in our next book that we expand upon those ideas and how to have a match made in heaven. And these books are available in audio format, in digital like Kindle or Nook, and also in paperback. And they're really wonderful. And one of the things that I find, some of you actually have these books at home. And I just open up a page, if you do, and read. I know that we wrote them. But I'm often surprised when I just flip to a page and read something. I'm really moved by something. I'm around, I'm surrounded by ideas. Even though I've written them, they're new. Or Shai's written them, they're new. So I highly recommend the books, and
we wrote them together.
Yeah, we did.
And they're new.
And they are new. So you can find also links to them.
Well, you know, this is a new moment.
It is.
And how you are now is different than how you were if you've read it in the past. But anyway, if you haven't read our books, they're worth reading.
Yeah. And that's I'm shamelessly promoting them because they are wonderful.
Yes, because that's our high-pressure sales technique.
Vin, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
And here's the thing. I think you tell yourself a lot of things that you're not interested in, because I noticed something in Costa Rica about you.
Okay.
There was a moment, you often pressure yourself to be more of a voice teacher. And I invited all of the voice teachers to give feedback to somebody who just sang something in Costa Rica,
And even people who weren't voice teachers but felt they had something to say stood up and gave her ideas, something that they had seen or something they wanted to share with her. It was really notable that you did not give yourself permission to be one of them, even though you are a voice teacher. So
yes,
it's one of two things. Either there are certain things that you don't really want, which you tell yourself you should, like expanding your voice teaching and expanding your dating, or there's a gap between you and expressing yourself into the things you really want. And what you may want to do just for fun is to operate as if there's a gap and see if you can just keep jumping, and then you'll discover whether or not you really have an interest in those things.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I do have evidence that there may be a gap, because that stuck with me, that particular incident with the person who performed on stage. So after I came back, I actually emailed her my what had stuck with me from that performance. But
that's
obviously that's quite
that
a gap.
That tells you there's a gap.
Yeah. So see if you can, rather than suppress yourself, jump into that space as soon as you notice you have something to contribute or something you want to do. Go for it.
If you find yourself talking about, should I approach this person? Should I get up online? If you're having the conversation about whether or not what you have to say is of value or if you should, err on the side of, yes, I should.
Okay. Well,
not even should.
I like that.
Yes, I will.
Yeah.
Deal?
Yeah, I like that. That's
excellent. And when we see you, will we see you in Hamburg when we come for the simplicity, how to dissolve stress, fear, worry, and guilt in April?
Yes, and you will also see me for the Freedom to Breathe on April 3rd and for the course you just mentioned, April 4th to 6th, the weekend course.
Perfect.
Oh, excellent.
Excellent. Well, let us know, or let us know on the international call between now and then, how it's going for you. Just keep jumping, and we're looking forward to hearing the details about it, okay?
Yes, very cool.
Hey, thank you.
And thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have another caller. Let's take her.
Hello, Christina. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey. I just wanted to hop on the show. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I've been dating this man who, and the relationship is going well. We're having a good time. But I feel that I almost can't believe that it could be so easy the way we get along. Just, it's fun. So
great.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing, but I find that I start thinking, well, you know, what am I not seeing, or what am I, you know, I'm trying to look for a problem.
Well, I wouldn't look in that way. More look out. If you find something, you're starting to make mistakes at work, or you're finding you're starting to change lanes in your car, and somebody honks at you because you were distracted and weren't looking, or your universe will tell you.
Okay.
You don't have to judge and evaluate the relationship. If you're having fun, great.
That's all you need to do.
Okay.
And you know, obviously, to me anyway, we know you very well. And you seem to be really flowering whilst in the midst of this relationship.
Right. And you see, with most women, they can do very well at a job until they have a relationship. And then they start to fall apart because the relationship becomes a distraction from the rest of their lives.
Right.
And, it's not been my experience that you have been falling apart whilst you're dating this fellow.
Yes.
So, that you know, I support you in doing what feels good for you.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah.
I also think one of the things that you may want to just pay attention to is if you feel a pressure to have him like your friends or your friends like him, so you don't necessarily just let him be him that's a common thing too, is once you really like somebody, that
start working on them to change him.
Either working on him to change him, working on you to change you. Like, then you're not just standing in a room. If you're in a room, you're pinging out and checking, seeing how everybody's liking each other. And I think you may be doing that a little bit, and that will make you very uncomfortable.
Okay, good. I can see how I've done that a little. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not a big deal. Now that you see it, it's over. That's one of the brilliances of transformation. Change is, you see this, and now it's like, right, got to do it different in the future. Transformational approach.
If you see it, that's enough.
First
it may never show up again in the future.
Anything you work on persists, grows stronger, sticks around. Second thing, you can only be exactly as you are. And the third, anything you see without judging is over. It's really, really simple.
It's so simple that most people can't understand it. You know, I was thinking about that today, how what we have discovered, I realized it out of the tragedy of Terry's getting sick, getting brain cancer, and dying recently. Because people stood up on Monday night in New York and talked about how much had happened. Friends of hers who had known her since she was 18, and she was a woman of about 43, stood up and talked about the difference they saw in her out of her coming to our workshops, that she went from being dark and unhappy to light and happy over the course of the time that she met us and continued to work with us. And that was remarkable. That was like, wow, what we do really, really works.
And what we don't do really, really works.
And we don't do much. See, it's not, we're not working on people. We're allowing, we see people's greatness. And when we treat them with what we see, their greatness, they start to live their greatness.
Really, that's such a clue for everybody. If people could treat themselves, if you can treat yourself with dignity and respect,
then
everything is
the
golden.
World will shift. Your world will shift. The universe will shift. And most of us, if we listen to what we say to ourselves in our thoughts, we're very hard on ourselves. We find fault with ourselves. And how can somebody love you if you don't love you? I mean, and you don't even have to love you. You know, this love is overused, you know, love yourself. But realize that you're not as bad as you think you are.
Right.
You know, if you look at you and you find pores, your pores are too big, or blackheads, or zits, or bumps, or something.
Or weights, or cellulite, or wrinkles, or
something
height,
to complain
or
about you. But the other people look at you and they find you beautiful. So I don't look through other people's eyes rather than beat on yourself as though there's something wrong. And I'm not just talking to Christina here. I'm talking to everybody who's listening.
Right.
You know,
I
one of
that.
The things that it requires is forgiveness. When you talk in Christina about you can't believe it's this easy, you have to forgive all those things that you considered mistakes in the past, the people that you dated that had the life cycle of beginning, middle, and end. Everything has a life cycle. You know, Terry's life cycle ended at 43, if that was her age. Our life cycle is still in force. Some people will get married. Other people will not. Some will have kids. Other will not. Everything has its own life cycle, and they're all different, and they're all unique, and they're all perfect, but we're trying to conform to an idea that was fostered in the culture we grew up in.
And everything has shifted and changed. You know, if you take a look at technology these days, things that are available to people on an everyday basis were only fantasy at one time. You know, the whole idea of the Dick Tracy watch that you could speak through. You know, the watch phone? Well, now everybody's got a phone that's also a camera that hooks them up to the internet that, you know, I don't know all the things you can do with those things, but you can do a lot of things with those smartphones.
Yeah, they also have the watch on your, you can talk on your watch also.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, what was once a fantasy is now a reality, and our cultural ideas of what we are supposed to be like have not kept pace with the technology, and the sense of well-being for humanity has not kept pace with the technology either.
And, you know, Christina, in the interior of our thoughts, our pressures of what to do and how to be and even to get the flowers or get a gift or give a Valentine on Valentine's Day, I mean, we learned that in grade school. But I tell you, although we have not worked there in a number of years, in Bali, you know, Shai doesn't have a pressure to have four or five wives in order to be successful. But our partner there did. He had a pressure to have multiple wives because that's what they did there. You've learned things that aren't true. It's really about, you want to know your truth? Look at how you're living your life right now. That's your truth. It's as simple as that, and there's no improvement needed.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
Hey.
We've all made it.
We've all made it.
To this moment of our lives.
We are a success.
We are a success.
You are a success in relationship.
Absolutely.
Hey,
whether you have one or not.
If you've enjoyed this show today, people,
share it with your friends.
And if you want to see videos of us talking with folks like Christina, join the Premium Excellence Club. It's on our website. You'll find out about it. Videos each month, articles
each week.
Videos, yeah. Articles of the month, videos each week. It's really wonderful. Next week's show is Drop It, How to Juggle the Work-Life Balance. So you're invited back next week. We'll be back.
So come on back
and don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.